آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم. May Allah give us tawfiq as we are rapidly approaching this Mubarak month of Ramadan. We are reaching the 15th of Sha'ban. Really, we have to value these days. We have to value these nights. The hadith of Nasa'i explains that our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam increased in ibadah in this month. He increased in the fast. He mentioned that our deeds are raised to the heavens in this month. Sha'ban is called Sha'ban because it means to branch off and to sow seeds that branch far and wide. So this is the month to sow the seeds for the change that is everlasting, for the change that leaves a legacy that is strengthened by Ramadan to last forever and ever. The friend of Allah says, and this is quoted in the book by Allama Alusi Rahimahullah's son, the great Mufassir Rahimahullah's son, Khairuddin Abu al-Barakat Nu'man bin Mahmud al-Alusi al-Baghdadi Rahimahullah, the son of the great Mufassir. He quotes and says, من ذا يشاعب في شعبان همته ويستقيم على الطاعة إذعانا فإنه شهر من ترجى شفاعته يوم القيامة في من كان خوانا سمي لما فيه من خير ومن نعم تشعبت بعد صدع كان شعبانا. Who will sow the seeds for it? For the branches to reach far by correcting his aspiration to become better and become mustaqim, firm and constant in good deeds, in yielding before Allah's commands. Because this is the month of he whose intercession is sought. He says, saying in this poem, and this is what the ulama kiram say, this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's month. This is the month of he whose intercession is sought on Judgment Day for the sinners like ourselves, respected Ummah. This month is called thus, سُمِّي لِمَا فِيهِ مِنْ خَيْرٍ وَمِنْ نِعَمٍ. It's given this name Sha'ban because of the khayr in it and the bounties in it that branches out and reaches far. That is why it is Sha'ban. This is the month where Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Allah for barakah in Rajab and Sha'ban. And he asked Allah to enable us to reach Ramadan. This is the month where, subhanAllah, Allah forgives sins. Everyone's sins are forgiven. It's the month, Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, is in Sunan, As-Sunan lil-Imam Ibn Majah. The entire night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offers His mercies. The entire night. Yes, every night we do get these blessings. But this month is more spectacular. The blessings, the announcements, the offerings. Allah offers His blessings and mercies. And the acceptance of du'as guaranteed from sunset. SubhanAllah, it's the month of ibadah. It's the month to connect. It's the month to change. Allah forgives people in abundance. The report of As-Sunan al-Imam Ibn Majah, everyone is forgiven. Laylatul Nisr min Sha'ban. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercies descend. And Allah forgives everyone except the one who ascribes partners unto Him. May Allah save us from such a crime, the crime of shirk. And the other, mushahin, the one who harbors hatred in his heart towards us, others. Allah save us. Allah save us. And another report, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives everyone equivalent to the flock, the animals of the Banu Kalb tribe, meaning they had an enormous amount of animals, meaning Allah wants to forgive people in great abundance. But they are those who don't want to change and they will not be forgiven. Number one, those who are addicted to alcohol and they don't want to change. And the other, the one defiant and disobedient to his parents. Number three, the one adamant to continue usury, riba. The other report mentions zina, adultery. He doesn't want to repent from adultery. The next, he who breaks ties. Allah save us. And the other, the one who carries tails. This is the month to change and stop these bad habits in our life. The harms of carrying tails and backbiting and slander. There's a very important event that happened in this month, where our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with our Hazrat Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam strove in Allah's way to the Banu Al-Mustaliq people in Muraysi'a. And subhanallah, during that expedition, our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wedded Hazrat Juwayriya radiallahu anha, and through the blessings of that nikah, over 100 families came into Islam. That's another lengthy discussion that we've had recently. But as they returned, Allahu Akbar, our mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, forgot her necklace as she went to relieve herself, and it fell. Then the announcement was made for everyone to get ready and depart. She was about to get into her litter, dha'ina, a special hodaj where our masturat sit in, that has a full veil and is covered, and they are protected on top of the camel. But she realized that her sister's necklace had slipped from her neck, and she rushed to find it. And as she got back, after a short while, everyone had departed. And those that returned the litter onto the camel's back didn't realize that she was not in there. She mentions that she wasn't hefty or didn't have weight. So they didn't realize, or few of them together carrying it, didn't realize that she wasn't in there. Look at her wisdom. She remained there waiting at that point, not going into any other direction, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would look for her at the last point where they met. If she goes in one direction, what if they had departed in another direction? That is the wisdom of our mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. And subhanallah, the wisdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that a sahabi by the name of Safwan bin Mu'attal radiallahu anhu was appointed to come a leg of the journey later to make sure no one is forgotten, no one lost their route, lost their way, or any valuable item has been forgotten. What a beautiful sunnah when departing from an area, leaving a masjid for those out in Allah's way, or with your family, leaving a certain lodge that you stayed with your family. Have one more look with the intention of sunnah. One is also to leave the place clean, in a civilized manner, not in a manner that the services we used is left like a sty. No, we are Muslims. There must be a distinction, a clear distinction between Muslims and non-Muslims. We can't leave that place in a despicable state. No, it has to be clear to everyone that this was a place where a Muslim stayed. Especially when we guests at people's places. Subhanallah, people offered us their place. Leave it in a more beautiful manner. Our elders always tell us in the Jamaat, subhanallah, when you're leaving the masjid, leave it in a better condition than how we found it. But when we just have one more look, so many a time we find that what we forgot was sometimes pertinent, sometimes something valuable or important in the safe, like the passport or some jewelry. So what a beautiful teaching. And every teaching of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so amazing. Hazrat Safwan passed Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, and cutting a long story short, subhanallah, there was no conversation. He made her khidmah by kneeling down the camel. He went aside for her to get on, and they rushed in the direction of where the Sahaba were camped at the next leg. They were hypocrites looking to cause trouble. As soon as they saw Hazrat Aisha escorted into the camp, Bin Ubay and his cronies, few of them, started spreading rumors and lies, laying false allegations against our mother Hazrat Aisha, who is so innocent and pure. Quran attests to it, but she didn't know what they're talking about. Ya Allah. And they started spreading these rumors and this false information and these lies. And this got to our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak ears, and it hurt him. Subhanallah. Hazrat Aisha didn't even know what they are saying. The one day, Hazrat Mistah's mother, Ummu Mistah, she was on her way with Hazrat Aisha to relieve herself, and then she tripped and she was upset at her son. And then Hazrat Aisha said, "Why would you get upset with your son?" She said, "You know what my son has done? He has joined those who are saying this about you." Hazrat Aisha didn't even know. Now she says, "I got so sick, I sought Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's permission to go to my parents, and I went to get the information from there, and they clarified it for me that this is what is being said Hazrat Aisha says, I was so depressed, I was so hurt. The one day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and said, O Aisha, in kunti almamti bi dhanbin. I exhort one and all to read this hadith of Hazrat Aisha. Amazing is this hadith. Subhanallah. It is in the tafsir of Surah An-Nur. The entire explanation of our mother Hazrat Aisha in her own words. Subhanallah. Our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to her, if you did perpetrate, acknowledge. And if you, and Allah is forgiving, ask Allah's forgiveness. And if you didn't, say. Hazrat Aisha was so emotional, so hurt. She said, if I say I did it, and Allah knows I didn't do it, you all will believe that. And if I say I didn't do it, who's going to believe me? All I can say is what Abu Yusuf said. Hazrat Aisha says, I was so depressed, I couldn't even remember at that moment the name of the great Nabi, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam. What Abu Yusuf said, I will say that. إِنَّمَا أَشْكُو بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ On one occasion, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, Hazrat Aisha was asked to speak. She didn't want to speak, so she said to her father and mother, both her father and mother were not prepared to say anything. Subhanallah. But remember, this is a very, very pertinent lesson for you and I. Later on, Hazrat Abu Bakr was asked, why didn't you say? Now, who would love his daughter, his child, more than Abu Bakr? The greatest sahabi. His daughter is the best of this ummah. Ummahatul mu'mineen. Our beloved was asked, who you love the most? The sahabi asking was referring to from the men. Our beloved responded, Aisha. He was asked, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked, who you love the most? He said, Aisha, O Allah's Nabi, who you love from the men? He didn't say Abu Bakr. He said, the father of Aisha, radiallahu anhuma. Imagine this scenario. Hazrat Abu Bakr doesn't speak. And when asked, he said, which sky would shelter me? Ayyu ardin, ayyu sama'in tudilluni, wa ayyu ardin tuqilluni. Which sky would shelter me? Which earth will contain me? If I can utter something that I don't know, I don't know. Allah knows everything. I don't know the unseen. But how much he loves his daughter. How he knows how great his daughter is. But he's not prepared to say what he doesn't know. And has Aisha's mother, Ummu Ruman, radiallahu anha as well. Look at you and I today. Someone advises us concerning our children. We're not prepared to take the advice. We're not prepared to correct our children in today's times. Because we're accepting that it's such a sensitive issue. No. If parents can't correct their children, if parents cannot take advice concerning our children being somewhere doubtful, and we don't verify it, and we totally deny it, what will happen tomorrow when those children are on drugs already, when they are addicted already, and Allah already sent an alarm to us prior, but we felt somehow that our children, it can never be so. Allah, forgive us. Do our children go toilet ice cream or what? No, they're also human beings. They can also go astray. There's also a bad company out there trying to mislead them. Respected Ummah, we are very quick to defend, not my children. Subhanallah, who's our children? Who are we? We are hum to kuch nahi hai. We are nothing. It's only Allah who can guide us and save us and protect us and our progeny from going astray. We have no guarantee that we'll die with Iman. We have to worry, we have to fear for ourselves and for our children as well. How many people's children, it's too late when they come crying that the child is gay or the child is lesbian or the child is getting married to some person with the incorrect aqidah. But when the alarm came, we were not prepared to even verify and make an effort on the tarbiyat of our children. Learn from Hazrat Abu Bakr. But back to this incident. This was the crime of slander. Allah revealed verses of the Quran Kareem. Subhanallah. So profound were these verses. Are these verses such emphasis defending our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha? 16 verses of the Quran in Surah An-Nur. You read it and read the translation of these verses. There aren't other verses of the Quran with such a level of reprimand. So Allah save us from slander and backbiting. Ghiba, talking bad about others behind their back, even though it is in them. What is the benefit of speaking about others? If you really care for them, go to them, advise them privately. And what about slander? Ya Allah, people are innocent of something. We just hear about it and we start, you know, wholesale discussing and spreading it, and it's not true. Imagine the level of this crime. And this event happened in this month of Sha'ban. This is the month to change. We have to train to do this, because Ramadan, subhanallah, will lose the rewards of our fast if we are not able to control our tongues from vulgarity, from slander, from backbiting. Allah, save us. This month is special. We need to channel ourselves in the correct lane to be able to take the off-ramp of Ramadan and spend our Ramadan correctly. So we sow the seeds, so it grows far and wide, and we get the best quality produce to benefit humanity. This is a valuable month to change, to become better, to improve ourselves, our children, our families, our neighbors, our societies, our communities, and humanity in totality. And let's remember, let's share the message of our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the whole world. The world doesn't know our beloved, and he came for them. Let's share this message, because another amazing event that happened in this month is the expedition of Qadisiyah. Subhanallah. And study how Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu anhu sent 10 Sahaba. He sent an entire Jamaat of Sahaba to meet the king of Persia, Yazdajird. And study how the Sahaba gave this king Dawat, Ya Allah. Then he sent 3 other Sahaba, one after the other, to meet the commander general of the army of Persia. And how the Sahaba gave that commander Dawat. Allahu Akbar. Let us also learn and give people Dawat. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.